Good morning. Welcome to our worship of the Lord on what we know as Trinity Sunday. 2 weeks ago, we observed in the Christian church Ascension Sunday when we remember Jesus taken up into heaven. Last Sunday was Pentecost Sunday when the indwelling of the Holy Spirit took place. And today is Trinity Sunday to recognize Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As we share in worship as a church, please be aware of all the various announcements in the bulletin for the week and after. There are revised plans for the summer mission experience. That's on page 4. Invite you to read through that and participate as you are able, which also includes the donation of any lunches or dinners that you might be able to help with. And with the lifting of the pandemic protocols as of the 2nd, next Sunday, we will worship and celebrate in pre-pandemic fashion, which means no ropes, masks if you want to wear one. We will return to passing the offering plates, which also means we have a need for ushers, both at 8 o'clock and 10:30. So you might be receiving a phone call this week, or you could help us out and volunteer. As you look at the order of the service, please note that Matt Hines is not going to be talking about the triangle. That was my error, and he will be sharing with the children his own message this morning, which is a good one if he does the same thing that he did at 8 o'clock. You never know. In our time of worship, we come into this time to worship God, who offers us freedom through our Lord Jesus Christ, for Christ has set us free, free from sin and death, that we might live to God's glory and to God's praise. So come, let us worship the Lord with joy and thanksgiving as we read the word of the Lord from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, which speaks of Isaiah's call and response. Isaiah 6, 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." Let's bow in prayer. Oh Lord God, you call us. You call us to both reflection and action. You bid us to be silent before you and to offer words of praise. You enable us to use our solitude well, and you encourage us to be in communion with all humanity. In our time of worship, we strive to honor you, to worship you, to praise you, thanking you for the blessings of peace and hope and knowledge and wisdom in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Let us continue to prepare our hearts and minds for our worship of God this morning as we listen to our morning prelude. Thank you.
Please rise if you are able, and let us sing the gathering hymn number 588. We have come into his house. When we are finished with the gathering hymn, please remain standing for the unison prayer. And then after the unison prayer, please remain standing for the hymn of praise and adoration, which will be Shine, Jesus, Shine. So let us sing, We Have Come Into His House.
Spirit and attitude of prayer, let us join together in our unison prayer. In every season, God of love and goodness, your steadfast love sustains us. You connect us together, inviting us to be a community of faith, calling us to remember that we live and breathe only by the power of your grace in our lives. As spring soon changes to summer, we are grateful for the longer hours of light and the warmer days to enjoy the outdoors. Our hearts are full of gratitude for all that your hand has so generously provided us. In these days of hope and promise, we look to the future with hope, opening ourselves to your Spirit at work in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us sing the hymn of praise and adoration, Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Thank you. It is time for children's moment. Another week, we'll be able to have the kids come up here and makes it a lot easier. I get kind of uncomfortable standing up here. First service, I talked to Nancy Roop, Mrs. Roop. I have a hard time calling her Nancy. But Mrs. Roop, to me, she's like the bar when it comes to children's moment. I see Scott and Joanne back there, and they're right there with them too. So can't wait till we get all this stuff done, no mask and stuff, and Scott come up here and have some fun with the kids. Always enjoy that. I know sometimes after you guys' children's moment and Mrs. Roop's, it's probably tough for you to do a sermon because they're so good, and you have some awesome sermons, so. Thank you. But when the kids are up here, man, it's like a breath of fresh air, which kind of leads into the children's moment for this morning, so make sure you, the kids back there, are paying attention. Kind of a windy day the last couple days, and it fits right in with what I want to talk about. God, nobody's ever seen God, right? We believe in him. We pray to him. We come here and we sing songs about him and we worship him. But it makes it really difficult when you can't see him to do all this stuff. It might have been a lot easier back in Jesus' days when he was on earth because we could see Jesus walking around earth healing and helping people. Back then, and we still do it today, we say that Jesus is God in the flesh, right? So there's a little story in the Bible about Nicodemus. Nicodemus had some big, big questions he wanted to ask Jesus about God. Same thing with us. Maybe we have some questions. So one night, Nicodemus went and knocked on where Jesus was at, knocked on his door. Jesus came to the door and he says, I need to talk. I have some questions, some big questions about God. I think it'd be a lot easier if I could love God and understand God if I could see him. And I'm not sure how to do all this. Jesus answered him perfectly. He said, God's spirit is like the wind. God's spirit is like the wind. Like yesterday, without looking outside, seeing the branches move, the trees moving, we knew it was windy because of that. That was the sign. It was there. When Jesus told Nicodemus that God is like, his spirit's like the wind, it's always around us. That wind was around us all weekend. That's going to be a good reminder that he's with us. In different times, Nicodemus, they told a lot of the conversation, but they really talked about how you can still pray to Jesus, you can still pray to God, and knowing that this wind is around everybody. Have you guys ever been out before a storm or after a storm, and that wind's pushing you real hard, and you can hardly stand up, and you got to fight back against it, and it carries you to where maybe the wind wants to take you? Well, that's kind of like God. He's very powerful and very strong. There are times in our lives that we need to be the wind. There might be times where maybe you're not feeling well, and all of a sudden you start feeling better. That was Jesus. That was God. That was God, that Holy Spirit moving through you. Sometimes you're on that playground at school, and then you see somebody that's not maybe being treated right or sad for some reason. You can be that wind. God's going to be that wind through you. You can go talk to that person. Maybe you're that person that just needs that special hug from an adult or a friend. Maybe God's going to be that wind and that person that's going to give you that hug. So on those days that it's real windy out, or maybe you're sitting in front of a fan at home and it gets warm again, hopefully soon, think about God. Maybe he's moving you to do something, or maybe he's moving through you, you know. So let's pray. God, we thank you for this beautiful weather that we've been having, and we do appreciate the wind. Let it be a reminder to us that it's you, that you're all around us. You'll always be with us, no matter what. And please work through us so we can show your love and bring us all back next week safe. And I ask this in your name. Amen.
Coming to our time of prayer, just to update a few things on the back of the bulletin. You can see that Jay Purcell's father had been hospitalized. He remains in the hospital, but he has improved over the weekend and should have come off of the ventilator. And then received word from Kajado Children's Home, update for Ruth and for Nelson. Nelson has been released and he is doing much better. Ruth was still at the Kajado Hospital and was waiting to be transferred to that hospital, I believe up to the north, a 3.5-hour drive. She no longer has to be moved because the doctor that she was going to see has been transferred to Cajado Hospital. So he has come to her. Reverend Jim Barnes, his surgery was successful, and he is recuperating at home. And Tracy Warren, we've been praying for a while for the start of that treatment, and I got an email, but I don't remember the exact date, but those treatments are indeed about to start. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Loving and steadfast God, grant us, grant that we might anoint each and every day with the pouring out of that which is valuable, a generous measure of devotion to you. There are times, we must confess, when we are stingy with those things of greatest worth in ourselves, the kindness and the carings, the longings for peace and freedom, the capacities to connect prayerful concern with well-considered action. We hesitate to let go of what we have, desiring to preserve for ourselves what is meant to be used, spent, or expended. Fill us, we pray. Fill us with a graciousness like that of Mary. Mary who lavished costly ointment upon Jesus. A graciousness that helps us to recognize that what is withheld can be wasted. Enable us to be persistent in the exercise of our faithfulness to you. Hold before us the model of Jesus, who worked ceaselessly to reveal your will, who saw so clearly through the spiritual blindness of others. Sharpen our ability to appreciate the way of Jesus. Guide us to be like Nicodemus, who came with questions, who came with a desire to know more about Jesus. Lord, continue to send your Spirit amongst us as you send the wind upon the earth and throughout the earth, constantly around us, constantly moving. Lord, move amongst us. As a congregation, we lift up those on our list of concerns. Lord, we continue to pray for Rich Purcell's health. We pray for Bryce Winsler's healing and strength and rehab. We pray your blessing of strength and healing upon Ruth and Nelson. Lord, we're thankful that Reverend Jim Barnes came through the surgery well, and Lord, we pray for his continuing recovery. We pray for young Finn Yoder and for his parents, Eric and Anna, as they go through this time of waiting and further tests, praying that there will be medical revelation. And Lord, we pray your blessing upon Tracy and Sadi as they have persisted through and waited for these treatments. And Lord, we pray that your Spirit would strengthen and surround them. Lord, as a nation, as we enjoy Memorial Weekend, as we celebrate Memorial Day tomorrow, Lord, as we remember how Jesus gave his life for us, his friends, Lord, we remember and we thank you for the sacrifice of men and women who gave their life in the defense of the freedoms of our nation. And Lord, in a time when it seems like those freedoms are under attack, we pray for your will to be done, both in our nation and in our world, in your nation, in your world. Lord, that people will come to know you through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And in our time of prayer, Lord, we remember Jesus and his teachings, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please stand if you are able, and let us sing the sermon hymn. It is number 206. It is, "There Is a Redeemer."